All right, very good. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
I'm tired. I'm looking for my sunglasses to put on.
What?
I don't know why. I was like, where are my sunglasses?
What? The future's like, so bright,
to put
you
on
gotta
right
have
now?
Shades or what?
Yeah. So I'm getting all situated over here, and I'm like, where are my sunglasses?
Okay. Well, that's what you
why
need.
Why do you need your sunglasses?
Because the radiance from my presence.
From you, from your teeth.
Yes, is so
those bright
strong.
White teeth.
That's
Woo!
What it is. That's got to be what it is. Good Monday morning.
Morning.
Yeah, good to have you here, and nice to have everybody along with us here for the drive, for your little commute that you do, or a little commute or a long commute. We appreciate you taking us along, and maybe you're already at work and tuning into us, which we appreciate. Just make sure that it's externally out of the earbuds every once in a while. If somebody walking by might have something on their hip. It's going to be sunny and 56 today. Now, the clouds will start to build a little bit tomorrow. We'll jump on up to 60 degrees. We'll warm up a little bit, which puts us right at the normal high temperature for this time of year, 60 degrees. And then on Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday night into Wednesday, that's when the winds pick up again, and that's when we're expecting some rain coming through, about an 80% chance of rain on Wednesday. So that little storm that I think they predicted for Tuesday last week has now been bumped a little bit more towards the Wednesday mark.
Right now, it's cold, 34 and clear downtown.
Statler Brothers Monday Morning Secretary, and anybody who has ever been related or remotely close to an HR department just drove off the road.
Because you can't say that.
Somebody
anymore.
Came in and told a dirty joke. Looked me up and down.
Told me I looked pretty.
Yeah. give me a little pat on the behind. Is that in the song?
No.
Maybe they didn't pat
no,
him on.
No, but thanks for adding it.
Okay. Maybe. I thought maybe
totally
that was in
could
there.
Could be in the song.
Here, let me give you just a little pat on the behind. Go get him, Tiger. It's Monday morning. It's National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day today. You like your grilled cheese sandwich?
Love grilled cheese.
Sandwich?
Yes.
The ladies all make a great grilled cheese sandwich in the kitchen. They're all the...
Or the man.
What is your favorite? Yeah, I know, because I'm the one that does the cooking around the house. I don't know why I joke about it. Who makes the best grilled cheese sandwich? Not, I mean, it might be a friend of yours, but I'm talking about a restaurant. Anybody who makes your killer grilled cheese?
I mean, I think I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then
I'd rather have mine than
serious.
Yeah.
Well, I like the ones from some restaurants because I don't always have a loaf of sourdough bread on hand.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes they'll do those sourdough bread grilled cheese sandwiches that are just a killer.
I've had one at JCW's that was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was delicious.
Yeah, Penny Ann's does a good one out there. And they do this thing called, it's called crusted. And I don't know if y'all have had this or not, but they take, it's kind of like grated Parmesan cheese, and they take a sourdough slice of bread, and of course they butter it just like they do grilled cheese, but then they sprinkle on shredded Parmesan, and they call it on both sides, and then they grill it, and it's
yum.
And it's like crusted. It's like a little crusting on the outside, so it's delicious.
That sounds delicious.
There you go. And I don't get anything free out of that, believe it or not.
Hey, I talked about your sandwich this morning on the air.
Yeah, I know. And they're going to go, so? They also have some killer pancakes, too, but I'm not going to, and, you know, and I make my, they sell their mix.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they sell their mix, and then they tell you exactly how to make their pancakes. I thought there was this big secret for a long, long time, and I'm like, what's your secret?
So have you made them at home, and they're just as good?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, mine are better.
Okay.
It's National Licorice Day today. Now, it doesn't say what kind. It doesn't say black or red or anything. It just says National Licorice. Licorice. I prefer, I like a black licorice, but it's not like I'm, I'll eat it, but I still like some red from time to time.
My favorite is still the chocolate Twizzlers.
Yeah,
I mean, but I love the red. I like the black.
Yeah.
They used to make a green, and I can't remember what flavor it is.
So you like good. All colors. When it comes to licorice, we're not colorblind here.
Nope.
We're colorblind. We are colorblind. Doesn't matter. However, they do have different tastes to them. Now, like, it's not unlike Fruit Loops.
Yeah, Fruit Loops, they're all the same.
Where it has different colors, but they all taste the same. At least from what I understand. I know I haven't tried Fruit Loops lately. But licorice at least has a different flavor for each. You know, I mean, they have grape, they have chocolate, they have, of course, red, they have strawberry, they have cherry, they have all kinds of stuff with the Twizzlers. And look at this. Some of us are still living. Polio vaccine was declared safe and effective 66 years ago. So have you gotten your vaccine yet?
Is that the one? Which smallpox? Is that the one that gives you the scar on the shoulder?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, a little. Do you have one of those?
I don't know if I do anymore. I did. I might have for
maybe
a little while.
Mine's gone. I haven't looked for a while.
Yeah. You may have shed enough layers of skin over the years.
I might have shed my snake skin and shed my scar right off.
You shed your scar off.
Yes. Hey, it's just for you, National Big Wind Day today.
Wind.
Big
W-I-N-D.
Wind. Yes, National Big Wind Day.
There for a minute I thought it was a big win. Without the D, but yeah, it's big wind.
Commemorates the recording of the highest natural wind gust measured on the Earth's surface. The Mount Washington Observatory recorded winds at 231 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Back in 1934. That's going to happen tonight in Farmington, I guess, again. We get the canyon winds all the time.
How, that record is threatened every day when a member of Congress speaks. It is crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
231 miles an hour. Like Category 5 hurricane something or other is that, isn't it? I mean, that's like even below that.
I don't, yeah.
So, I mean, it's crazy.
And it's National for the 12s Day. We celebrate things that come in dozens. Roses, eggs, donuts, months.
Yeah. Listeners?
Listeners.
They come in 12s. And wait a minute, we can't forget about this. Today is also National Library Workers Day.
Oh, shout out to my mom,
wherever she is. Library Workers Day. And I mean, you could celebrate it tomorrow if you'd prefer, but then it's going to cost you a nickel in late fees.
Good morning, Angels.
Morning, Dave.
Off to a great start, a beautiful day, a beautiful week, a beautiful month, a beautiful life.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Man, I hope you enjoyed over the weekend. It was really nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, I went to Lagoon. I've never seen it so packed.
Ah.
Ever.
Even during Frightmares? Because Frightmares is like slammed.
Even during Frightmares.
Wow.
It was jamming. And the weather,
good.
Not a breeze. It was 70. I mean, it was perfect.
Oh, so you went on Saturday before it dropped back down into 50s on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well,
it
good.
It was so pretty.
Oh, I love that. I'm anxious to get back and go into Lagoon again. They're open weekends.
Yes.
For a little while, and
I think
then
we were open till 7. We stayed clear till 5:30.
No way.
We did.
Did they kick you out of Pioneer Village?
We never made it.
Oh, get out of here.
We got to go again. We're going to go again and go to Pioneer Village.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, look, sometimes kids aren't all jamming about Pioneer Village.
No, they're not, but they will be. Give them a couple years.
I know, right? I'd be like, let's go to Pioneer Village and get a cone.
That's right.
Ear of roasted corn.
That's where it's all at, right there. And benches where you can sit.
And you can sit and watch the gunfight.
Because you've already walked from the main entrance to Pioneer Village. You got to sit down and rest.
We walked from my house, Dave.
Oh, well, that's right. How did that work out? Pretty
good?
It
was good. It was a little hike, but it was all right.
Well, good.
Cheese, cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Get the show on the road.
It's showtime.
Oh, hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
I did watch
Did you
the
watch
Masters,
the Masters?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Nobody else heard me say that either.
I kind of like watching golf.
Hideki Matsuyama won the Masters tournament. Winning the Masters is a little bit strange in one way, because one minute you're the champion, and then the next minute you feel like a little bit of a loser having to wear an ugly green jacket that they put on you. But Dustin Johnson, the winner from last year's Masters, did the honors and put on the jacket for Matsuyama. And he kind of held steady. It was just sort of like he started the day at 11 under, and I think he finished the day at 10 under. And it was a pretty little tight race there, and it was only a difference of a stroke between, you know, him and the second place winner. And anyway, so it was fun to watch that. It was fun to watch some of the highlights that they did before the Masters from some of the years past. They were showing Tiger Woods trying to put the jacket on Michael Mara. And poor Tiger, he's
Michael Mara's kind of a big dude.
Yeah, he is. Tiger put the jacket on one arm of him, and then he flips the other one around. And he's got the other arm up like about 12 inches above the guy's head. And he's struggling, and he can't get the arm in, and they're trying to work it. And it was like, what the? Anyway, and finally Tiger later said, look, I've never put a jacket on somebody else. So
give me a break.
So sorry about that. I guess I was a little bit.
He's about three over par on that one.
Right. A little bit on the high side. And, of course, Tiger was not there at the Masters due to his recent auto accident as well. So 90-year-old Japanese woman who has worked for the same company since 1956. Hey, that's like you. That just yes. In fact, this is about Deb. This story is about Deb right here. I don't know why I didn't catch on to that.
Right?
She's been recognized by the Guinness World Records as the world's oldest office manager. So it's not Sarah.
Oh, Dave. You just blew your bonus.
I just did.
Yeah.
As soon as that came out, I went, huh. But it's incredible because that makes her boss like 130 years old, if you were to think about it that way. Okay, so my wife, we're sitting next to each other on the couch yesterday.
Okay.
And on the recliners and stuff. We're maybe, 2 feet apart, maybe. Okay. And so I, you know, she goes, we were expecting a text to come in from somebody, and she goes, well, I didn't hear. And she goes, oh, they sent it. And I go, well, do you have your phone? And she goes, oh, I have my phone turned off. And I says, well, what do you mean? Is it you like on vibrate? She goes, yeah. And I said, well, then how come we can't hear it go, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, so I look at it and I flicked it onto, it was on vibrate. And I thought, okay, I went into the settings and went into sounds and haptics and making sure that, you know, things were set like, okay, you got the things were, and it was all there, you know. So I sent her a test, and you know, fine, and then it was like, and I don't know what was, you know, but neither one of us heard it. But the reason I bring up all this is I want to know, it's kind of interesting, how many people don't even put their phone on silent or vibrate,
just let it go.
And just leave it flying open, where you know what I'm saying? Oh, and they're like, you hear the kalimba thing. But they did a survey. Over 13,000 people were polled. And quite a few of us actually leave our phones on mute now.
11%, or 1 in 9 of us, say we always keep our phone on silent or vibrate.
See,
only 11%.
I know. That seems kind of low to me. Now, I constantly, in fact, I don't think there's a time. Honestly, I've had my phone now for 2 years because I'm still into the 10, right? And you're like clear into the 18, the iPhone 18.
No.
But I've had mine for a couple of years, and I don't think I've once taken it off of vibrate.
Really?
I've never switched it over. As far as I can remember. But it also helps when you have the little watch that goes along
with
it. It does,
yeah.
You know? And so then you can feel it that way. I might have, you know, changed that around a little bit.
You need to get Linda a watch. Does she not have a watch?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, she didn't have it on.
I guess not. I don't.
Well, 11% or 1 in 9 of us say they always do. Another 16% usually do. So that's 27%. That still seems low.
Now, where do you fall?
I usually have it on silent.
Meaning, tell me, during a typical week, what percentage out of 0 to 100% do you have it on silent?
Probably 75.
Oh, really?
80.
So you do turn it on to ring every once.
Sometimes.
A pretty good little.
Because if I start missing texts, I'm like, well, I, you know, and I don't have my watch on.
Yeah.
Then I'll turn my phone on so I can hear it.
Well, and you don't want to miss my text.
Right. I'm waiting for...
Because that's...
Dave might text me. I better turn it on.
In fact, that's one of the reasons you usually don't travel much, is because in case you miss a text.
Right.
Now, they say around 1 in 5 people said that it's pretty even and their phone is muted about half the time.
26% said they never mute their phone. That's and 24% me. Said rarely. So half of us still have our ringer on most of the time.
Okay, but... They say that muting your phone might be kind of trendy. Young people were 4 times as likely as older people to say that they always have it on mute, and which, I mean, that's obviously why I have it on mute.
Because you're so young?
Yeah, because I fall into that younger demographic.
How did I know you were going to say that?
I just barely missed the millennials. The cusp. I'm right on the cusp of millennials, right. You know.
Big update. I'm Lee West.
Thank you, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess they're doing rotating meteorologists over there at Channel 2. Matt Johnson is in this morning, and somehow, somewhere along the line, somebody didn't tell Matt how to get a hold of us.
Oh, he didn't?
And how to do the little connection between our studio and their studio. So, you're stuck with me until they can figure that out. But he does a great job. That dude, he's a producer. He produces the weather. And... You're not going to see him and that producer much longer. I'm sure he's just going to either jump right into a regular slot.
Chase is in Mexico.
He is.
Lindsay's in Costa Rica. So that leaves Sterling and Jill and Matt to handle all the weather.
And Jill's like going, screw you guys. I did it for the weekend.
I got up for a week, so.
And she did it over the weekend. Yeah. So it's like, all right, I'm not, it's Matt's turn. I mean, I don't know if she said screw you. But you might want to, because if you see her in the grocery store, you might
you
say,
tell screw you to Matt Johnson? Really?
However, I did creep Chase out a little bit. I drove over in front of his house because I was in the area, and I snapped a picture of his house, and I sent it to him in Mexico. I says, hey, I said, I texted it to him, and I go, everything's good on the home front.
Oh, my
gosh. And that's
gosh.
All I did. I just sent it to him, you know, and I thought, oh, my gosh, he's just going to think, what a freaking creepy, what are you doing in front of my house snapping a picture, you know?
Did he say anything?
He laughed about it, and I says, yeah, I'm just creeping on you. I says, I was just in the area, but wanted to let you know everything's good. But he was, he's obviously having a good time. And, boy, wouldn't it be cool to go on vacation?
Sure would.
So... It's not long.
Not very long.
But who's getting all excited for that? It's 6:34, and it looks like we're just going to be sunny and 56 today. Some of the temperatures in some of the areas this morning, pretty cold. Like, we're talking about 22 in Park City. It was 19 in Heber City this morning. And, you know, we're into the low 30s, right around freezing to mid-30s this morning along the Wasatch Front, so... Little on the chilly side, but we are going to be gradually warming up because we'll hit 60 by tomorrow.
34 and clear downtown.
Weather is brought to you by Strong VW. Check this out for an example. Get into a brand new Jetta, $199 down, $199 a month. Check it out at Strong VW, 1070 South Main in the heart of Salt Lake. Back with our Pledge of Allegiance right after the break. If you'd like to help us out, studio lines open. All righty, we are back, and it's time for the Pledge of Allegiance. We roll it out about the same time, Monday through Friday, and a chance for you to call in here to the radio station, pre-record it and send it to us, or just go to our Z104 app and take a look at that open mic section, and you can record it right there on the fly while you're going, except not while you're driving, because that would be too distracting. Hey, who's this?
This is Emily.
Emily, how are you?
I am doing fabulous. How are you?
Good. Happy Monday.
What are you doing today, Emily?
I'm heading to work.
And what do you do for work?
I work for the sheriff's office.
Oh, man. Is it really interesting?
Yes.
It sounds fascinating.
Oh, my gosh. And quick recovery and to those two sheriff deputies that were shot.
Amen.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
And one lost his eye.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That would be horrible.
Just they're out there protecting us every stinking freaking day, and I just can't say enough about law enforcement. So thank you.
Yes, they really are amazing. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, to go along with our little subject prior to the break there, do you put your phone on mute very often, or how often?
Not very often. I really don't.
So it's on ringer dinger thing all the time? That's loud ringer?
Uh-huh.
Oh. So you,
yeah, I don't have meetings that I need to attend or anything like that, so I'm all good.
So you're sitting at a restaurant and your little kalimba goes off.
And you have no shame about that.
Nope.
It's all good.
Loud and proud. Nobody calls me, so I'm all good.
Well, that's good. It doesn't even go off then.
Yep. I don't have to worry.
Oh, then you don't even need to worry about downloading a ringtone then.
Right.
You don't have to worry about that. Just keep the regular default ringer on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't have to worry about a thing. It's all easy.
Well, Emily, hope you had a nice weekend. Thanks so much for taking time out of your morning and helping us out with the Pledge of Allegiance. It's all yours.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to do a shout out to my son. It's his birthday today. So happy birthday, Caden.
I love that.
Yeah. And then also to the Utah National Guard. He's a part of that as well. So.
Oh, that's very cool. It sounds like y'all are doing a great job in the service industry. And we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
All right. Go for it.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All I ever wanted to do was fly. Leave this world and live in the sky. I left the C-130 out of Fort Worth town. I go up some days, I don't wanna come down. Well, I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Come on, brother, you're with me tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you. I love my family and I love this land, but tonight this flight's for another man. We do what we do 'cause we heard the call. Some gave a little, but he gave it all. I fly. Feels kind of like church in here tonight. It don't matter where we touch down. On the angel flight, it's sacred ground. When I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Got a hero riding with us tonight. Home.
Foster and Angel Flight this morning on the Z. And a very good morning to you. Thank you so much, Emily, calling in, helping us out with the Pledge of Allegiance right before that. And a shout out to your boy in the National Guard, Caden. What was his name?
I think Caden.
Was it Caden?
I think it was Emily's son, Caden, I think. Yeah.
Well, let's just go with that.
Let's go with that.
In fact, if it's not his name, Emily, just change it to Caden, just so it would kind of make us look good. But thank you so much for calling in and helping us out. She also works for the Sheriff's Department, too. On her way into work and took time out of her morning to help us out with the pledge. That's a good start to a Monday, don't you think?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And as we added a little bit earlier this morning, Deb was over at Lagoon over the weekend applying for that job. And
it looked very well maintained.
Yeah. But they are. They're slammed, and it's good to see that they're just getting a lot of people excited to go out and just enjoy the great amusement park that we have here pretty much in our own backyard. You really do have it right there in your own front yard.
Yeah, and you asked me about masks off the air.
Yeah.
You have to have a mask to get in the park, and they'd like you to wear a mask in line for the rides.
Okay, good to know.
But it was kind of a mix of 50-50. Lots of people with masks on.
Throughout the park?
Yeah, but walking around, it was about 50-50.
Now, the water stuff isn't open yet, right?
No, the water park's still closed.
Yeah.
I think
for obvious reasons.
Probably a little too chilly,
yeah,
isn't it?
Still too chilly.
I think that opens like Memorial Day-ish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They do kind of like the Memorial to Labor Day type of window,
I think so,
don't they?
With their pool, yeah.
Oh, cool. All right, thanks. Sounds like a lot of fun. I'm anxious to get over there.
That's what fun is.
That's what a fun is. It is what fun is. That's why you're there.
Right.
Because Deb.
Absolutely.
Deb, it's what fun
it's
is.
It's what fun is.
Lee laughs like, oh boy. Sunny and 56 is what our high today is looking at.
34 in clear downtown.
Lee Bryce on the Z.
I love listening to this show. Time to wake up. I need coffee and Red Bull inside my cup. When traffic's at a standstill, I lose my wits. This morning crew's entertaining. They play the hits. Ooh. Time to wake up. Time to wake up. Time to wake up.
Oh, man. Time to wake up, everybody. If you haven't, maybe you've already been to work for a couple of hours and it's just
ear piercing.
Time to wake up. I know it kind of
okay,
is.
Okay, I'm up.
It's time to wake up!
I'm up!
I know. We're about 4 minutes away from our announcement of our Z104 Instant Cash Song of the Day. So, speaking of weather, like we do about every 15 minutes throughout the morning as well, there's this weather guy slammed people for whining about programming interruptions. And he ended up, and I get his point, man. It's like they're doing their job. And, of course, you get your trolls out there that are just trying to get under your skin. They're just going to sit around because they have nothing better to do than to sit there and complain about crap.
We're already getting folks that are emailing and calling because we're in the middle of programming, saying if they wanted to watch the weather, they would turn it to another channel. As long as there's a warning in effect for our area, we're going to be on TV. Because if it was your area that was under a tornado warning right now, you would want us on the air informing you. So that's what we're going to do, and we're going to stay on the television. And we've warned folks that, yes, programming is being interrupted, and it stinks. And you know what? We can watch that tomorrow. But we've had this same area just get hit by an EF1 tornado.
Right?
I totally agree with him.
I totally agree.
If it's your area, you're going to want to know.
Absolutely. And people get all upset, and unless for some reason it affects you and your life. It's kind of like how we've talked about maybe through the Rona and some other things. You got everybody out there being keyboard warriors and telling me that I'm a sheep and following yada yada. And, you know what I'm saying? But until it hits close and becomes real, you know, you're like, okay, maybe I ought to probably shut my mouth or keep quiet or whatever. But anyway, to each their own. And I kind of felt for this guy because you could tell he was getting upset. He's like, and he's going, we're not going to change.
if there's an EF1 tornado warning, we're going to come on and break into programming and tell you that's going on.
And then, of course, I liked it when he read the comment from one of the viewers in this case, and he said, one of the viewers said, if I wanted to watch the weather, I'd turn it to another channel. And, you know, we have people telling us, like, well, if I wanted to hear talk radio, I would turn it to a radio talk radio show. It's like, well, guess what? You're not going to hear too much music in the mornings because we just do a lot of stupid stuff. And we appreciate you putting up with us.
If you're thinking about calling the radio station up to complain about our show, don't bother. Complain some other time. Thank you.
All right. Let's get into our traffic, and then right after that, we're going to get our morning, our announcement. So you have a couple of days to maybe do a little car wash if you want, but on Wednesday, we're expecting some more moisture coming through. Tomorrow's high, 60. Today, again, 56.
Vicki already says, oh my gosh, I laugh every time Dave does his whiny voice.
So I don't know why it is, but that's how I hear it in my head. You know,
how do you hear it?
That's how I hear it in my head when people whine.
I know, so say it.
Oh, listen to you.
Why don't you say it? Why don't you go ahead and say it? I don't care. Let me go ahead.
Right now it's 34 and sunny downtown.
It's time for the announcement of our Instant Cash Song of the Day.
It's your favorite.
Keith Urban.
And?
Pink.
Yep.
Ah.
One too many. Keith Urban and Pink is the song you're listening for today. It'll play sometime before 8 a.m. It will also play in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Each time it's worth $250. $1,000 up for grabs today, live and local cash. You can only get it right here from Z104. We'll send you a check. Just run out to the mailbox, put her in the bank. Bam. You're rich.
Just like that. And to go along with the title of that, just remember, one too many wins, that's not the rule here. You can keep winning and winning and winning. We don't have one of those. Well, one too many.
Grab as much cash as you can. There's no limit on winning the cash. So listen for One Too Many by Keith Urban and Pink. Going to play this hour.
Previously on Monday Morning. Which wise guy co-worker hid an Easter egg in your office 2 weeks ago that now stinks worse than a dead horse? Why did your son's principal have to call your cell phone in the middle of an important meeting to tell you your kid has been parking in class again? And the question that has been on everyone's mind. Why does your boss have to wear so much of the only cologne that makes you sneeze uncontrollably? Don't miss the shocking new Monday Morning that everyone will be talking about. Monday. Be there.
Just 5 more short days and the week will be gone again. And we'll be looking at the weekend, which we have a nice forecast in store for us, at least so far right now. That's the latest there from Dierks Bentley. And as soon as that came out of my mouth, it is his latest, right? Isn't this his latest song that we're playing?
Yeah, it's his current single.
Yeah, that's weird. Man, it started, my mind started playing tricks on me. And it's because it's Monday. So Monday is our least favorite day of the week. Can we all agree on that? I mean,
yeah.
Unless you've got some kind of an other, maybe a different kind of a schedule or shift.
Yesterday. And what, 4:13 p.m. on Sunday?
Yes.
That's when it starts to hit us.
Yeah. I know some of your... Yeah, I know some of you are going, why 4:13? It's because it was a survey we read one time.
Well, one in three people say they don't have a least favorite day, but here were the results for people who did vote on their least favorite day.
Now, wait a minute. One in three people said that? That's 33%, right?
Yeah, they don't have a least favorite day. They love all the days the same.
Who are those people?
Right? I love Monday as much as I love Friday.
Who are those people? Who has such a cheerful attitude about life? Anyway, I'm glad that you do. Now, here it goes from the bottom of the list on up, right? Of the 7 days, they say Thursday. Only 3% of the vote got Thursday that they dislike Thursday the most.
Okay, Saturday, 5%. Saturday was their least favorite day of the week.
Friday, 5%. There's still 5% of the people out there. Don't you think it's
they must work retail?
Yeah, it's got to be, or some restaurant bit or something where that's maybe not their most favorite, because there are some people that take have to work Saturdays, and so they take a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday or something like that off
right.
in the week.
Wednesday, 6%.
Sunday, it's 9% of the people said that that's their least favorite day.
Tuesday, 13% say that's their least favorite day.
And even though there was a third of the people that said, I'm just great with anything, there's still 59% of the people who have least favorite day is Monday.
Same survey also flipped the question around and asked people to name their favorite day of the week. Saturday is number one, followed by Friday and Sunday. And just under 6% said Monday. Monday's my favorite day.
Oh.
But 94% of us said, no, Monday is not my favorite day.
And look.
Well, 59% of us.
Yeah.
Say it's not my favorite day.
And it's not like we don't like our, don't get us wrong, it's not like we don't like our job or our gig, you know, but we're, you know.
We like sleep.
We're kind of like you. I mean, it is nice to have a little bit of a break every once in a while and, you know.
Me.
Now, okay, on the flip side of it, when they were talking about Friday and Saturday, what about you guys? Do you like Friday better or Saturday better?
Friday.
See, I got to go with Saturday. You know why? Because for me, Saturday, Friday is kind of like
a special day.
It's a special day. It's the day I get ready for Sunday. But for me, Friday, we're still up early on Friday morning, and I know that I'm going to hit my wall still Friday night, and I'm not going to be worth jack. You know, and I lose my motivation.
But it's the thought that you have 2 days to sleep
I know.
I don't know what it is about it, but it's just like I have two
sleeps.
Nights.
Yeah,
I got waking up whenever I want.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
I could stay in bed till noon.
With last Saturday, it was 6 a.m.
That you woke up?
Yes.
Yeah. Why did you wake up so early?
I don't know. It was very irritating.
Maybe because you were going to Lagoon.
Maybe. I was so excited.
Yeah.
Get my clothes on and go to Lagoon.
Did you pick out your outfit the night before?
No. Yeah, no.
That's good. Anyway, it is kind of fun, though, and... I wonder if, say, let's just the weirdest thing ever. Say the world all came together and they said, look, let's take Monday off as well. And we know that that's not going to happen.
We'd just take Tuesday.
Just take Tuesday, right?
Yeah, poor Tuesday would take all the brunt.
It would.
And Monday's used to it, so.
And then it would be like, all right. So, we're never happy. We're just never happy. That's the bottom line. Unless we're having a grilled cheese sandwich.
What day were you guys born on? I know this is random.
I was born on a Tuesday.
Yeah. I was born on a Thursday.
I don't know. I don't know how you guys remember that.
My mom told me
once. Remember it.
Well, I mean, remember what your parents told you, though. Oh, that's weird. Yeah, I remember coming out of the canal.
Oh, my God.
I don't mean it like you would remember that, but I'm sorry that even the parents would tell you. And I don't know what day I was born on.
It was a Wednesday. No.
Oh, did you Google it?
It wasn't a Wednesday. Hold on
a second.
You're
a Wednesday's child?
Yes, wait. I am.
It was a Tuesday. Sorry, okay. It was a Tuesday.
Because for a minute, I was like, Wednesday, what is it? Wednesday's child is full of woe?
Yeah.
Me.
But Taco Tuesday. So I was born on Taco Tuesday. Right on. Do you like yourself a grilled cheese sandwich? It's grilled cheese sandwich day today. Here is...
That sounds good. Actually.
Yeah, we did. We gave our personal opinion about it just a little earlier, but here's what the national survey said. In honor of this holiday, 87% of Americans say that they like grilled cheese.
Top five cheeses we want in our sandwiches are cheddar, American, Swiss, provolone, and pepper jack.
Yeah,
love all of those.
Yeah, cheddar is right there at the top of the list. And finally, grilled cheeses are our second favorite melted cheese food. Pizza actually came in first. Grilled cheese, then mac and cheese tied for second. Listen to us Americans. Everything with cheese. Cheeseburgers came in fourth, and then something incredibly, and that's some pretty stiff competition. Because if you're talking putting up pizza, cheeseburgers, mac and cheese, and grilled cheese all there at the top.
Oh, have you guys been to the Melting Pot? I've always wanted to go there. Is it good?
Oh, it's great.
Is it cheese? Or is it whatever you want?
It's whatever you want.
Like chocolate or?
It's fondue.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's fondue.
Mm. And so you can get meat or bread or whatever and dip it in whatever.
Yeah.
And they do it out in public? You fondue is out in public?
Mm-hmm. You sit at a table.
Because that's like light petting, isn't it?
No.
When you do fondue.
It's not fondle.
No. Oh, you
sit at a table. No, it's fondle.
Oh, it's fondle.
No, it's not fondle. It's fondue.
I have fondue. Oh, okay.
But they have like meat fondues and they have cheese fondues. They have
chocolate
dessert. Yeah, chocolate.
Yeah, sounds good.
Hey, we just got a report. A car hit a telephone pole at Thomas Jefferson Junior High.
Ooh,
wherever that is. Let me see. Accident on 5600 West by Jefferson Junior High. Car hit a power pole in a tree. No ambulance there yet.
Thanks for
Carrie Beeson.
Keeping your eyes open, listeners, and giving us a shout-out on that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we'll get on some more details, and Lee has some other stuff she's going to touch on right now.
Yeah, we've got Stop and I'm Lee West.
There you go. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Sunny and 56 today. Mostly sunny tomorrow. We'll go to 60 degrees. The winds will kick up. We have that little rainstorm that comes through on Wednesday. About an 80% chance of rain will break up by Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the rest of the week. So kind of a midweek disturbance. It might actually give us a little bit of extra powder up in the mountains, which will also help extend the ski season for a little bit longer. Brighton, Snowbird, and I knew I'd forget the other two are still open at least for another week right now, and then we'll start to see
Alta.
Weather permitting. Is it Alta?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Anyway,
Deer Valley.
They closed. Deer Valley and Park City already closed. A lot of them closed over the thing. Sundance, I think, is already closed. And so it might be something like Snow Bay. I can't remember. Anyway, I'm just throwing out.
Thanks,
all Dave. All I do remember, if you really want to know, is Brighton and Snowbird are still open, at least for this week. And that's what I'm anxious about because I'm going to try to get up. That's my goal. My goal is to get up twice at least this week.
To ski this week twice?
To ski this week.
Wow.
So, yep.
Better late than never.
I know. Just under the wire.
34 and sunny downtown. The address to that junior high car hit telephone pole, 5850 South, 5600 West. Thanks, Samantha.
Okay. Who is this?
Bryant.
Bryant?
Brian.
Brian, your caller Z, dude.
Awesome.
How's
Winner.
That? How's
Second
that for
time.
You just got yourself a raise by $250 just like that.
Heck yeah.
$250 in cash. Now, Brian, you can keep winning 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. That song's going to play again. You can do the exact same thing, all right?
All right. I appreciate it. It's my second time.
Oh, good for you.
Love that. Look at you, man. $250 an hour. You don't even need to go into work today.
I'm already here.
We'll just go home, Brian. Wait,
you might want, just go ahead and tell
Because you're rich.
Just say, I don't need you guys.
Just park my work truck and leave.
There you
right,
go.
I'm sure that'll go over big.
What do you do, Brian?
I'm a driver for Cutthroat Roll-Off Dumpsters.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
Shout out. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. And nice job. Goes to show that we can have multiple winners, and which we have had. Multiple winners. So, yeah, and you can keep winning. We're going to do the song in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and you just grab the 7 a.m. cash, and we're going to do it all again this week, too, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Love you, man. Who's giving away all this money?
David Dab, Z104.
Not really out of our check, but that's okay.
No.
Just didn't want people thinking that we're going to go hungry. However,
oh, not to worry.
Yeah.
Never.
We have this cash that we're giving away here, too. And now, Brian, you're still with us, right? Hello? Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he put us on mute, man. He's getting work done at the same time. No, I wanted to ask you a couple of things. First of which, our little subject earlier this morning was putting your phone on silent. How often do you have it on silent or on the ring?
I don't ever have it on silent.
Oh, it's always ringing.
Yeah. It's anybody that calls me can come through.
Now, do you get the look in the restaurants?
If if I'm like at a restaurant.
Yeah, and it goes off and you're like, oh my gosh, can't people put their phone on vibrate in a restaurant?
Well, we haven't had that problem for a while.
So. That's true.
Yeah, that's true. We have, we are kind of just getting back to normal. It is nice. I went out to eat over the weekend and noticed that back at full capacity. Some restaurants are still requiring you to wear the mask, though, you know, and
right.
I'm cool with that. You know, it's their prerogative. And, you know, in fact, I walked in without it. And she goes, oh, can you put on your mask? Or do you go? She goes, do you have a mask? And I go, oh, yeah, it's right here because it was in my little pocket. And anyway, so still do what we have to do. I do want to talk about this. You remember the Prince Harry and the Meghan Markle thing, that whole thing?
Like the Oprah thing?
I've heard a little bit. I haven't watched that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a kind of a big interview thing that she did. And but, you know, Prince Philip passed away at the age of 99 on Friday, just a few days ago. And so Prince Harry... And this is sort of what we were guessing on Friday, is that Prince Harry would probably show up, but Meghan would probably not and decline.
Now, I thought she wouldn't go because of the circumstances, but she's not going because she's pregnant.
Right.
And her doctor said, hey, don't travel.
So Prince Harry, which is also a great way to say, oh, I have a doctor's excuse.
Yes.
Darn.
Yep.
Wish I could be there.
Yep.
Prince Harry arrived in the UK yesterday, a couple of days after the death of his grandfather, Prince Philip. And then Meghan, like you said, didn't make the trip.
Philip's funeral is next Saturday at 3 p.m. local time, which is 10 a.m. Eastern here in the U.S. Philip married Queen Elizabeth II in 1947. In addition to her, he's survived by 4 children, 8 grandchildren, and 10 great-grandchildren.
So, I'd had a feeling that was just going to be a little bit of an awkward moment. And you know that the cameras are going to be all over everybody's reaction on this.
They're going to be on William and Harry to see if they're sitting together, if they're laughing, if they're joking. Probably not going to be laughing at the funeral.
Well, yeah.
But maybe.
Oh,
but maybe
so funny.
If they seem cordial, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, what the seating or, you know, of course they're going to just fit into the system, I'm sure. And Prince Harry will just... fit right into the system to make sure that everybody's happy. I'm, you know, without causing a scene over in England.
Right.
I'm Lee West.
Thank you, Lee.
You will.
No, I was going to talk about this Meghan thing a little bit about, but she is into her third trimester, though. I mean, isn't she?
Yeah, I think she's pretty heavily pregnant.
Yeah. Great with child.
Yeah, something like that.
But because I thought maybe it'd be just like the doctor going, you know, Meghan went in there and she goes, look, doc, if there's anything way you can give me just a little bit of a pass on this one, it would really help me out. Yeah, it's not safe for you to travel. But I think they suggest that for anybody in their third trimester, right? That travel is not.
Says the couple's second child is a girl, is due this summer. Her exact due date is not known. So.
Why is that?
I don't know. They're just keeping it a secret.
Oh. So they know, but we don't know.
Flying during pregnancy is generally safe before 36 weeks, though more precautions are needed during the pandemic, especially if you're not vaccinated. So.
And you go 39 weeks, is it?
Yeah, 39, 40.
So, yeah, even... So the last 3 or 4 weeks is what they're saying. So I guess maybe she's within that window.
Yeah,
like we, who care? Whatever. She's not going over to England, and I don't blame her because she would have got the. Oh my gosh! Just for her own safety, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Because you know. Because they don't have any security. They pulled security from them. When they broke off.
I think Harry hired security though. I think they
on his own
hired their own security.
Man, you'd almost have to. That's just crazy. All right, coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to be talking about, hey, Disney made a real lightsaber. We're going to find out about that. A former hotel worker shares a few secrets that you may, oh boy, you'll definitely want to hang around for that one. And was the Justin Timberlake wardrobe malfunction with Janet Jackson pre-planned?
Was it to get back at Britney?
What?
What?
We'll get to the bottom of this scandalous story coming up here on Dateline Z104. Wake up!
Come on, wake up already!
Hey, wake up, because it's Monday!
Kind of a steamy song this morning.
Kind of is.
That's kind of a good way to get things rolling in, rolling into a Monday morning and into your week.
Hey, the Real Housewives of Nashville cast was just released. Brittany Aldean,
Jason's wife,
is going to be on there. Janet Kramer, that'll be interesting. She's going to be on there. Jen Perdue, she's the wife of DJ Silver, who you may have seen him open up for Jason Aldean.
Right, that's the gig I want.
Casey Wicks.
I'm DJ Titanium.
Who is...
Which trumps Silver.
Who is Jason Aldean's sister and married to Chuck Wicks. Alexis Allen, wife of Jimmy Allen. And Sabina Rich, who is the actress and wife of Tyler Rich.
This is Housewives of Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
When's it supposed to go? When it's like a fall thing?
It doesn't say when that's going to start, but I would like to... see how that is.
My gosh, this Salt Lake City one was a drama one. That's sure, wasn't it?
Yep.
And still is.
Yeah. With
That one lady that's now being...
Jen Shaw.
Yeah.
And
sued for all of that.
They portrayed this house that they were living in up in, I think in Park City, as her house, but it's actually a rental. She was actually renting it, so... But that sounds interesting.
All right.
With that cast.
There you go. Well, it looks like Justin Timberlake's little wardrobe malfunction was to try to one-up Britney Spears. Now, this is what they're saying, according to the stylist, Wayne, is it Scoot Lukes?
Scott. Wayne Scott Lukes. Wayne Scott Lukes.
He helped Janet. I got to get my reading glasses on because that C looked like an O to me. Helped Janet get ready for the 2004 halftime show.
He says Justin wanted to upstage Britney, Madonna, and Christina Aguilera after they just made headlines a few months earlier by making out together at the VMAs.
Of course. So the original idea was for Janet to be wearing a dress, and then Justin would step back, of course, on the dress, pulling it off to reveal Janet wearing nothing but just pearl G-string underneath. But for whatever reason, they changed the plan and went with the nipple reveal instead.
Wayne Scott Lukes, the stylist, says, I wouldn't call it a wardrobe malfunction in a million years. It was the most functioning wardrobe in history. As a stylist, it did what it was intended to do.
Now, this is the first that we're hearing about this.
Yeah. And how many years? 2004.
And we all...
17 years ago.
I mean, we all bit into it. Hook, line, and sinker. We all took it. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe that? It was a wardrobe malfunction. And it wasn't supposed to happen. And
I think some people thought that was staged, and it was,
a few
to get talked about,
right? And you do have to wonder, if I'm not mistaken, it seriously looked like a Velcro nursing bra. I mean, seriously, the way the malfunction happened, it looked like it was just sort of Velcro, like, oh, whoops, oh my gosh. And it was like this quick release. And why would you make a dress that would be and I don't know why we didn't think about this back then, but, this little Velcro quick release thing that would be like, oh, yeah, it would be just like what a nursing mother would need.
Right.
And now it kind of starts to make sense.
And upstage Britney.
And it did. I mean, it served its purpose. Boy, it was like all over. Hey, this is a good day for radio people or anybody in your life that dishes out a fair amount of BS.
Okay.
Now, I don't put all radio people in there, just probably myself. Maybe I just dish out a little bit more BS. But today is a big wind day.
Summer wind.
Yeah, the answer is blowing in the wind.
Against the wind.
Now, if you don't have a chance to celebrate Big Win Day today, then just wait. Give it 24 hours, because by tomorrow afternoon, we're looking at those winds kicking up as that storm comes in for Wednesday. Now, we've heard hotel stories before, haven't we? Almost like horror stories. We hear about things that people find, hotel workers, strange things in rooms. Sometimes we hear about the bed bugs and all of those things. Well, a former hotel worker shares a few little secrets here.
Most hotels don't wash their comforters. So before you go bundle yourself up like a taco in that thing, throw it on the ground and don't touch it. The front desk agents are more likely than not playing games on the computer, scrolling through social media, or watching Netflix. We have cameras everywhere. The hallways, the staircases, the pool. So we can see when you're doing weird things in the hallways or when you're in a fight with your partner. Most of us just aren't paid enough to care. We legally are not allowed to say a room number out loud, which is why we write it down.
If you're adjusting your suit on the way to the pool.
or maybe we
can see you.
For us fellas, sometimes we don't think anybody's watching when we're getting pinched a little bit down there.
That's what I'm talking about. You are on camera.
Yeah. So there you go. And I think we've heard about those comforter things, you know, man. Just pull the comforters right off. Those suckers aren't getting washed. And we have a tendency to forget about that.
I mean, I would think at least they could run them through like a steam dryer cleaning cycle, you know?
And maybe some of the upper hotels do that, I guess, you know, I don't know. But I just know that, you know, there are, I mean, you know, and they have been, like during the Rona, you have to admit, they've really stepped up their game. At least to the hotel. I haven't been to a lot. But at least of the hotels that I went to during the Rona, they stepped it up, man. They wiped down the remote controls. They put a little seal. They put them in like some sealed bags, like a little Ziploc baggie type thing, you know. So it look, you know, that they've been wiped down and cleaned, and so they have taken some extra measures to go along with that, which is a little more comforting. Now, however, you may still run across a stain or two on the couch.
Oh,
or on the chair or something.
Because you know Bob just got out of the shower.
Yes.
And he's going to go sit.
And he's going to plop his bare butt down.
A bare butt.
I mean, sometimes you could even see the crack, where the crack has been on someone. And, you know, we talked about this, and my wife now is like freaked out about that. No matter where we go, she'll put a towel down if she ever sits down on like the couch or a chair or something like that. And, you know, as long as I'm, you know, even if she's wearing clothes, you know what I'm saying? She's putting stuff down, because it does kind of weird you out if you get thinking about when you sit down in a place that somebody else's bare butt's been.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody says, you've definitely never cleaned hotel rooms. We are very limited on time. We get about 30 minutes to strip and clean the entire room.
Yeah.
So there's no time to run the dryer. I just think if they would run the comforter, not wash it, but at least just dry it on really high heat or whatever. Because dryers have that fresh and clean cycle or whatever,
right.
Steam dryer.
Maybe the heat would, you know, kill it off.
Yeah.
But Deb, you've never cleaned a hotel room.
I know.
So don't
even. I actually was a maid up at Hill Air Force Base for a week.
Oh, we'll see.
And I get it.
And I wasn't. I haven't. And so that listener is absolutely right. I have never cleaned hotel rooms as a part of my gig. So you're absolutely right.
Jan Archuleta says, we have snuck our dogs in hotels with us by wrapping them up as babies in blankets and carrying them in. And I'm sure they were watching us on their camera.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure. And you can't get away with that with your dogs, with Biscuit and
I couldn't bear. Now, I had a little schnauzer once, and she was a pretty tiny schnauzer.
Yeah.
And I snuck her into a rodeo once.
Right.
In my coat.
But can you imagine trying to pretend like that's a child?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I'm carrying in my 12-year-old.
No, I can't even. I had a dog disaster over the weekend.
Okay.
My fence is partly up, so I thought, all right, I'll let them out in the yard. Well, there's this couple, and I've talked to them before, and the lady doesn't speak any English, and the man is limited in English, but they bring their pit bull over to this little park across the street from me, so... those two are out in the driveway, and they're just da-da-da, and I'm like, oh, this is so nice having this fence. Well, the gate wasn't shut, and they saw that dog.
Oops.
And took off like bats out of hell.
Yeah.
Over to that. Well, that lady was screaming at the top of her lungs.
Why is it you get in a confrontation everywhere you live? You left your old place.
She's got a pit bull. I've got two pit bulls. And she's like, very nice. Don't know about other dogs. She's just yelling. And I got Biscuit by the collar. And she pulled me flat. Grass stained my jeans. Pulled me flat. I let go of her. Scout ran. Scout, I was yelling at them. And Scout ran home.
Okay.
But would have got hit by a car if she was on a busy
street.
Well,
that's true, yeah.
And we finally got Biscuit home. But it was like, it was chaos. And that lady was just screaming at the top of her lungs.
You don't blame her, Deb.
Well, I don't. Can't blame because her, you know. My dogs are the same way. They're really nice.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they're
going to do. You never know.
I don't know what they're going to do when chaos is happening.
Right. Or what if their dog was super mean and tore into yours? You know, yeah. I mean, you could have had it go the other way, too.
She was trying to tell me, my dog's really nice, but I don't know about with other dogs. I had to clean the hotel I stayed in at Price last month. So gross. And all the other hotels were full due to basketball tournaments.
How come they didn't yell across the street back to your dogs and go, get a control of your dogs, woman?
She was still yelling as I went across the street with Biscuit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was
like
still
mad yelling?
I can't remember what she was saying.
I mean, nothing came of it, right?
No,
nobody
no,
bit
no,
anybody.
Nobody got hurt,
you know.
And the dogs weren't even mean. They were just like, hey, how are you?
They just wanted to sniff each other's butts.
They were sniffing butts. Right. They were fine. Nothing came of it. Yeah. But it was...
Why can't we do that as humans? You know, even during all these protests, why can't we just bend down, sniff each other's butts, and then walk away?
Scout is the worst. And when new people come to my house, she seriously goes right to their butt.
Yeah.
And
well,
big kids, adult, little kids, adults, right
doesn't
to their
matter.
Right to, like, obviously, right to their butt.
Oh, my gosh.
And my Biscuit doesn't do that. But Scout just goes right to the butt.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's a nice, friendly welcome.
I know.
Isn't it?
I know. And she'll press. She doesn't just sniff. She presses.
Well, she's got to get her snout in there. Oh, my gosh.
And so people are trying to be nice, but they're like got both hands behind their back, and they're looking awkward.
They're puckering up.
I'm sorry. She's a butt sniffer. She's not going to bite you. She just stay in hello.
She just sniffs butts. And that's the way we, you know, that would really be odd if that's what we did as humans, right?
Yeah.
Somebody, hello.
Heather says, I snuck a boxer in a duffel bag into Montego Bay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that'd be a heavy duffel bag.
But you could put it on the cart.
Oh, yeah.
You could throw it on the old cart and nobody would know. And unless the dog piddled.
That's true.
You know, yeah. And then you've got this little trail of wetness.
First thing I hear today when I turn on the radio is Dave saying, why can't we just bend down and sniff each other's butts?
This would be.
Well, I mean, wouldn't that be a great solution, though? You know, I mean, what if that's all we needed to do is just like we're all upset with each other, like road rage, for instance, you know, you get it. I mean, it's like pull over so I can sniff your butt.
Summer. Now that goes along with this comment. Summer Andreasen says Rosie does the same. Rosie's her pit bull with the Rosie. I think it's Rosie the pit bull. She has an Instagram page.
And does the.
She says she does it to me every day. I think she's gauging our mood.
Oh, well, maybe.
Come on over here. Let me gauge your mood.
I mean, why would
that's what I'm gonna say next time. Don't mind Scout. She's just gauging your mood.
Sure she is.
Your mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's mood is gonna be a little tense.
I know.
When you've got somebody's dog snout right in
and
that
especially
area.
Especially people that aren't dog people. They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I had a lady bring me cookies over to my house and sorry, Kay. She was like all up in her business. Just
in her butt?
Yeah, just
in her butt.
Well, I mean, I didn't know what
not
from
her business, her butt.
Okay.
Dave?
Well, there's two different businesses going on down there, okay?
Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could testify that Scout also sniffs the other area.
Oh.
Oh, did she?
Both your businesses.
Well, sitting down. We were talking.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She sticks her little head right there.
Yeah, we had a poodle that did that growing up, Charlie. And my mom was such a proper.
Yeah.
She's kind of like me, but not really, because I'm not really proper.
No, not at all.
But we have the same laugh.
I was like,
yeah, where did that come from?
The proper.
We just like to have a good laugh, but my mom was like I never heard my mom toot ever. But we had a poodle that would come every time the home teachers would come over, right to Fred Ferber's crotch. Every time.
Well, they...
And plant himself.
Well, it is kind of like the buttle area for dog.
Kind of.
I mean, that's what they're looking for.
Like right there. Mm-hmm. Just, he's got the ensign in his hand. And he's just sitting down on the couch, and Charlie's like, just right up
maybe
in his
business.
Maybe he liked it. Well, apparently maybe he did, because every time.
So you guys got visits once a week?
I never get the butt sniff from Biscuit, though.
Yeah, Biscuit's pretty chill. No, she's like a head nod. Hey, how are
you? I know who you are.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
What are you teaching your animals around your house, Dad?
Well, I didn't.
She didn't teach Scout to do that, I'm sure.
No, because a Biscuit doesn't do it at all, and neither does Bear. But Scout is like the friendliest dog in the world.
He's like, come here.
Just don't try that as humans.
Front, back.
It doesn't go over as well with humans.
Morning shout-outs with Dave and Deb, Z104.
All right. Over there at Strong VW, doing the little live broadcast thing on Saturday. Always fun to go on over there and see all of the great people that are coming in and getting some awesome deals at Strong VW. Florence was in there, a faithful listener. She goes by Flo. It reminds me of somebody who does waitressing or something, but she's actually in the medical field. Flo was there, and she was with Susan Chowdhury. And Susan got into a Tiguan SER line with the Dave deal, say $500. They got hooked up with Matt Hansen there. I mean, not literally in the today's sense of being hooked up, just so you guys know. But
a little bonus when you buy a car.
Yeah, man. Flo, when I put Flo on the air, I asked her, I says, how's Matt treating you and everything? Oh, he's been great. And she goes, and he's easy on the eyes. And so maybe, I don't know, maybe it's some. Well, no wonder Matt sells so many cars. Has nothing to do with the Dave deal.
He's got the extra bonus.
No kidding. Careful how you say that, Deb. And then I also want to do, now this isn't really anybody in particular. Anyway, thanks for listening. But I was watching American Idol last night. I don't know if you guys were, but a shout out to a local, Wyatt Pike. From Park City, made it onto the finals.
I was one of the
finalists.
I saw some of it, but I didn't see his. I'll have to go back and watch it. Boy, that country guy, that Caleb Kennedy.
Yeah.
Woo!
Man, he was doing that Chris Stapleton song again last night, another one. And my gosh, he's stone cold country, man. Anyway, and he's from South Carolina. But shout out to a little local here. Good luck to you, Wyatt Pike from Park City. Hope you go all the way.
Shout out, happy 10th birthday to Andrew Moser. Hope you have a great day. Love from your mom and dad. Caden Pardoon, shout out to my stepbrother, Zach Nelson. Happy birthday, buddy. And happy birthday to Faith Bogomil. We see her at every concert with mom and dad.
Yeah.
And mom and dad wanted you to know that they love you very much, and happy birthday. I think she's 25 today. I saw her cake on Facebook.
Oh, that's cool. And we love you, too. Thanks so much for being a faithful listener.
Happy birthday to Brady Larson, Robert Zamora, Stella Wilson, Ronald Cheever, Ryan Butters, Trevor Beecher, Andy Mitchell, Kyle Lindemann, Stephen Dooner, Remington Rawlings, Lori Capner. Worked with my sister at Lagoon for quite a while. Tyler Polson, another great guy. My builder and friend, Aaron Westbrook. Happy birthday to you, Westy. And my friend that I grew up with across the street, Julie Lee. Happy birthday.
All right. Morning shout outs around the 8 o'clock mark each morning. Luke Combs' latest Forever After All. Right here on the Z. Happy Monday. Excuse me. I guess I can say those two words together, right?
Happy and Monday.
Yeah.
Absolutely we can.
We're going to be talking about how Disney made a real lightsaber. How do you make a real lightsaber? You know, we see these fake ones all the time. You're like, but we want to find out how this was all done here, and that's coming up. Plus, is there really a new Fancy Feast cookbook for humans? Oh, my gosh. We can go straight to the cat lady herself, Lee. And do you feed your cats Fancy Feast?
I don't.
I used to feed Bella Fancy Feast, but then we went to dry food. And
it's better for their teeth, isn't it, and stuff?
I think so. She seems good on it. I used to refrigerate her Fancy Feast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to use dry food all the time, but now they're getting older and
they need soft food.
And they're a little bit more delicate.
What kind do you feed them?
Sheba.
Oh, Sheba. Is it bleeding?
Does it have gravy?
Is it bleeding?
It does have gravy. Oh my gosh, they love it.
When you're an old girl, take it from me. When you're an old girl with no teeth, you want some gravy.
You want some soft meat and gravy.
You know it.
Yeah, that's what you need. It's not really good.
Absolutely.
Soft meat. But we're going to talk about a new Fancy Feast cookbook for humans. Yes, for humans. Coming up here in just a second. Hey, we got Dump It or Dig It right around the corner here.
Hey, it's a new song from Luke Bryan. I will tell you about it. Ryan Hurd wrote it. We'll tell you about it, what Luke thought about it when he first heard it. And somebody's going to win tickets for Friday's hockey game in our ZIP suite.
Love it.
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
All right, time now to check out a new song here from Luke Bryan, and it's called Waves.
Brand new single, Waves, from the Born Here, Live Here, Die Here Deluxe Edition, which was just released last week. Luke says, Waves is a song about kids falling in love during the summer, all the images and everything about just how beautiful summer is. And summer love is, and how the emotions just keep coming in waves. Waves is a play on words. I fell in love with the song the second I heard it. It was written by Zach Crowell, Ryan Hurd, and Chase McGill. You can kind of hear Ryan Hurd's phrasing and influences in the song. But we want to know what y'all think of it. Text us, 801-570-5767. And we'll pick somebody, tell us Dump It or Dig It. We'll pick somebody randomly to win a couple of tickets for this Friday's Grizzlies hockey game in the Maverick Center in our ZIP suite.
You can also call us straight to the studio on that same number as well and just let us know what you think about the song that way. Again, Luke Bryan on our Dump It or Dig It.
It's like the sun went down just to frame your face. Like they played that song just to see you sway. Like that old surf shop had you in mind. With what you got on, making those tan lines. It's like the ocean knows we're laying on this beach tonight. It's like the sand's been waiting for you to come alive. Cause you were for summer just like these stars we're under. We're made for lighting this July sky up. Blanket down made for me and you tied up all night long. Over and over, crash into me and pull me closer. Kiss by kiss, one after another. Don't let go, baby, let this summer just keep on coming in waves. Keep coming in. On your lips, that margarita salt water, sunburnt sip. It's like I feel that sun right next to me. Yeah, girl, your touch is 100 degrees. Boardwalks were made for dancing, and flip-flops were made to lose life. This night was meant to happen, and girl, I was made for you. Like you were made for summer just like these stars we're under. We're made for lighting this July sky up. Break it down, make for me and you tied up all night long. Over and over, crash into me and pull me closer. Kiss by kiss, one after another. Don't let go, baby, let this summer just keep on.
Well, what do you think about it? It's our Dump It or Dig It song this morning from Luke Bryan, Waves, from the Born Here, Live Here, Die Here album. And it's our Dump It or Dig It. It's up for vote. We want to know what your opinion is. Dump it or dig it.
I dig it. And you know, Luke Bryan, you can't help but not dig him.
Right? Yeah, I bet you're a favorite fan of the American Idol when he's a judge on there.
Oh, yes. And I love American Idol. Yes, sir.
You know, Luke has really settled into that.
Yeah, he has.
Like, really settled. I mean, he's... It's kind of cool to see how, you know, and I just think it's awesome because he's, you can tell he's just, he's kind of bold and straightforward in, you know, his way, but yet gives some nice advice in his nice way as well.
Yeah, and if somebody can't sing, you're not doing them a favor if you're telling them they're good.
Yeah.
So you have to be.
Kind of just say it how it is, you know, and even Luke's picking up on some stuff. He's like, man, I got to learn how to incorporate that move in my show, you know, and. You can tell he's a little anxious to get back out on the road, too, like a lot of them are. Anyway, what do you think about the song this morning? It's called Waves.
Jane Bennett says, dig it. I love Luke's voice. Great song, and the video makes it even better. Christy Camp says, dig this one. Christy Milligan digging it. Allie digging it. Ryan Swanner. Jeremiah Nelson. Angela Rotzler. Brian W., one of his better ones. Coop Skidmore's digging it. Kel Basler digging it. Hans G. digging it. Becky Hardy. Dump It. I like Luke Bryan, but not a fan of this song. Debbie Evans says, dig it. Brandy Holt says, dig it. Shanoa Sipes, dump it. All of his songs sound like the same lyrics mixed up differently with a different tune. Jess from Canada, it's the same as Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset, Repeat. Luke really misses his youth, I guess, but I
sunrise,
dig it.
Sunrise, sunset. No, I get it.
Not my favorite Luke song yet, but it might grow on me, so I'll dig it. Janet Ogard. Michael Sandoval says, dig it. Melody Randall says, dig it a million times. Sarah McMichael, it's the perfect summer song, perfect lyrics. I'm never really a fan of his voice, but I'm going to dig it. Deanna Rasmussen says, dig it. Summer Andreasen says, dig it. Pity Rosie Girl is the Instagram handle for her dog, by the way. Pity Rosie Girl.
Dog?
When we were talking about the dog that had the Instagram page.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was Rosie Pitbull or something. Pity Rosie Girl. Michael Leth says, dig it. Clint Hutchins, Jess May, Randy Richardson says, dump it. Katie says, big dig. Love Luke. And this is another, this sounds like another hit. Brenda Montgomery says, dig it. Haley Sargent, dig it. Janelle Goss, love it. Like, Luke rarely, if ever, goes wrong for me. Bonnie Higgins, love it. Two digs here. Brenda Montgomery says, dig it. Wayne, always love all of Luke's songs. Nathaniel Thompson, can't beat good old Luke Bryan. I like this total dig. Michelle Adams, dig it. Love him in this song. Bree Derridita says, dig it. Ramona, I don't think there's a song he can do badly. Danny LaFever, digging it. Nice work. This is Brandon. Dig it. It totally reminds me of the first summer my wife and I spent together when we were dating. Karen Young says, dig it. Ramona, I don't think there's a song he can't do well. Ryan, Luke sucks, dump it. Mark Knighton, dig it just because he didn't use a clap track in it. Zeke Marshall, double dig. Jason Butler says, dump it. Danny the Trucker, I guess I'll dig it this time. Always better than Dan and Shay. Rob Smith says, dig it. PJ Kubaki says, dig it.
I can kind of hear that Ryan Hurd in it, though, like you said.
Yeah.
Sort of some of that phrasing in it. And, you know, Ryan Hurd is the one that does to a T and, was his first debut.
Troy and Sheena, dig it. This is going to be a big hit. Heidi Palmer says, dig it. Crystal Honey says, dig it. Molly Tongi says, dig it. Nate and Jules, two digs from us. Steve Norman, dump it. Not a Luke fan at all. Jen Butler, two digs. Rory says, dig it. Rob Smith, dig it. I'm going to say 90-10. Lots of digs, but a few dumps in there.
Okay.
And our winner this time around is Andrea Steele. Andrea, I will text you, and we will get you these hockey tickets for Friday night in our ZIP suite in the Maverick Center. We'll have another Dump It or Dig It tomorrow. I think tomorrow's will be a new song from Dustin Lynch, so we'll play that for you tomorrow.
All right.
Let's see what you think.
And just so your phone call doesn't go to waste, we'll do a little leftover. Who is this?
Good morning, Devin Day.
All right, Butch, what
morning,
do you think?
Butch.
Dig it.
All right, thanks, man.
Have a good one.
All right, be safe. Love you, bye. Russell Dickerson on the Zine, and a very good Monday morning to you. How often do you eat breakfast in the average week, on an average week? So I would probably say...
I'm 100%.
I would probably say I'm a two-day a week.
You only
Saturday
breakfast?
And Sunday. Now, I do drink a little yogurt thing in the morning. Does that count as eating breakfast?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, everybody's kind of busy. You know, we're all jamming and cramming and ramming and running and grab a Pop-Tart on your way out. A new survey, they asked people how often they eat breakfast in the average week. 61% say that they eat it every day or most days, which is actually pretty good because, you know, breakfast is the most important meal
of the day. Another 25 say they eat it a few times a week, another 25%. And only 10% of people say they never eat breakfast.
Yeah, I only do it a couple of days, and I think it's just on the weekends, if you don't count the drink yogurt thing I eat.
Do you have the big weekend breakfast, like the lumberjack breakfast?
Well,
pancakes and bacon and eggs
You mean before I was trying to be good?
Yeah.
With my clean eating?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, now it's a matter of... I buy some high-fiber, low-carb tortillas, and I do egg whites.
Oh, Dave.
Good for you, though.
But, good for you.
Anyway.
I just go to the Mav and get a tornado and a Diet Dr. Pepper.
And good for you. Honestly, if I could get away with that, I would do it in a heartbeat. I would. It's just one of those things where your metabolism is obviously different than mine. Now, speaking of which, it is Happy Dozens Day, or National Dozens Day, and shout out to one of our listeners that stopped by a dozen bagels.
Ladina Gilliland, thank you very much. These are delicious.
So now I have to break. I guess I can't say that it's only twice a week, because today I'm having eaten half of a little bagel sandwich. So
yum.
I'm actually egg and bacon.
Yum.
Yeah, so.
Thank you so much.
Anyway, yeah. Brain food. You need a little bit of brain food. Maybe that's why. Can you imagine if I actually...
If you would eat breakfast?
Eat breakfast.
How stellar the show would be.
Yeah. I may not even need my reading glasses when I'm looking at something. I'd be superhuman.
Dot Clinic. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Thanks, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Catwoman, don't go anywhere because we're going to talk Fancy Feast, all right?
Okay.
We want you to be able to prepare some meals to keep up with the food that you're feeding to your cat.
Lovely.
It's going to be sunny and 56 today.
Right now, it's 37 and sunny downtown.
Fancy Feast is releasing a cookbook for humans. It's perfect for any occasion. No, it's not a joke. This is for real. And a perfect way for you to bond with your cat. They're not kitting around. So if you're feline hungry, don't delay. Order yours. Meow. Please kill me.
People at Purina just released the Fancy Feast Petite's Feast Cookbook. It's a cookbook for humans to make yourself meals that tastes like different flavors of Fancy Feast cat food.
I know. So now...
Okay, that's enough to make me spew right there.
I know.
Sometimes it kind of looks good, though.
No. Never.
I mean, you have to... Even the Sheba stuff you feed them?
Even the Sheba stuff. It took me a long time because I never wanted to feed wet food to any kind of animal.
Right.
Because I just... The smell just... Ugh.
Right.
But, you know, for their health, I needed to switch it. So I do, but that doesn't mean I necessarily like it.
Yeah. Well, now you can eat it too.
Yeah. And you have to admit that some of the wet food for dogs and cats looks like throw up. I mean, it does bring back. I mean, it does. If you think about the throw up.
Some of it might. The one that I feed has like little flakes of chicken. So it really does look like chicken, but it smells like cat food. I mean, it smells like cat food, even though it's chicken.
Your
cats
are spoiled.
Has some gravy in it.
They're so spoiled.
You gotta have the gravy.
Now,
they love it.
I did this for Keno for a little bit. Remember when his delicate little teeth, you know, and he had to go have six.
Oh, you're such a good doggy six daddy. Six
teeth removed. And I went and pulled out and got some of these small little chunk. They're made for smaller dogs, you know, and you pull out the, you open them, and those actually look
Caesar
pretty good.
Or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. And I was like, okay, I might actually be able to take a fork to this if it wasn't the fact that I knew that. what was in it. But now and you and your cat can both enjoy things like chicken and rice. Yours will be honey sriracha chicken.
Sriracha?
With fried rice, yeah.
Hmm. And theirs, the accompanying meal, will be a cat food that includes chicken, rice, and gravy. The cookbook has 12 recipes. You can download it free from the Fancy Feast website. Lee, write this down. Purina.com/fancy-feast
Yeah.
Mm.
I have a feeling you didn't write it down, did you?
Kind of, no.
Kind of not. All right. Maybe not so much into it, but...
Download your cookbook here. Let me see what kind of recipes we've got here.
They actually sound pretty good. Chicken and rice and sriracha.
Oh, yeah. All right. We've got ancho butternut squash chicken street tacos.
No.
Chicken and ramen with tomato honey butter sauce.
Now, is this for the human, or do you feed some of it for the cat?
Let's see, for the filling, for the...
I mean, you can't throw sriracha sauce and then expect a cat to not...
No, you feed the cat Fancy Feast, and then you make an accompanying meal for yourself.
Oh, how cute.
And then you've got sage cornbread chicken pot pie. These actually look good. Chicken bolognese loaf with angel hair pasta. Salmon and zucchini with honey miso dressing. Salmon cannellini cakes with lime cilantro remoulade. Pistachio crusted salmon with jasmine rice and water fried egg yolk.
Now, have you guys ever done the wet dog food like you've talked about, Deb? What you said you'd done a little bit. I did it for a lab that I had, Rocky. You know, Rocky.
Yeah, one of your labs named Rocky.
Right. And you know, I do it for special occasions and stuff like that. So I'd buy out the, you know, these can. And honestly, and Christmas. And honestly, it doesn't look too much different than Dinty Moore stew.
No, it doesn't.
Honestly.
It really doesn't.
I know, but what does it smell like?
I know. It doesn't smell quite as good.
I mean, there's something about the smell, and I don't know why they have to make it smell so nasty.
Yeah, I know.
But
they obviously didn't put too much time and thought into how it smells, because the dog's sniffing butts everywhere, so he doesn't care how it smells.
Oh, my gosh. They'd be like, freak.
Right. But on our way back here in just a little bit. December warming up your hands. How cool is that guy's voice?
Mm.
It's LB Lee Bryce on the Z in Memory I Don't Mess With.
He's going to perform. I don't know if he's going to perform that one on the ACMs this Sunday, but he will perform it for sure at Country Fan Fest.
Absolutely. He's the Friday night co-headliner, pretty much. He's right before Old Dominion out there on July 30th at the Deseret Peak Complex in Tooele County. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to just getting out. And doing some shows and concerts. A lot of people anxious, and Country Fan Fest on tap for July 28th through August 1st. So, good morning, everybody. Konnichiwa, Kokigan Ikaga. Not sure if that's correct. That's the only thing I remember in Japanese. As far as a hello, how are you greeting.
Okay.
Hideki Matsuyama.
Oh, yeah.
From Japan, won the Masters tournament over the weekend.
There is a new champion at the Masters. Japan's Hideki Matsuyama. And now, Augusta National returns to Rich Guys.
Four!
Stinking up the course.
Hey, you gotta see a Callaway One zoom through here.
We'll see you next year. At the Masters.
I'm going to take my mulligan on that.
My
one.
Gosh, that's a tough-looking course. Like, the greens are about the size of a child's swimming pool. All right, they're a little bit bigger than that, but still. They just, I mean, you have to just nail those suckers on a dime.
I'm I love now how they have the ball tracker.
Yeah, it is
cool.
It
shows you where the ball's going. Because before, it was really hard to... I mean, you could watch it land and go, oh, that was good or that was terrible. But I like the ball tracker thing that they have now.
And these golfers, like when they need to do a hook, they can do a hook. If they need to do a slice, they can slice it. It's just amazing to me. Like, I can do that too, but it's not on demand. But it's just, it's one of those, oh, yeah, I meant to do that. Oh, yeah, I was a hook and, you know. But, man, they can just, they can hook something around a tree, you know, and just pull that sucker right in. It's just really amazing to see how they can just, and that's why they're pros.
Right? Yeah.
Tony Finau in the Masters as well. He ended up, I think, just a little bit under par. But that even the winner, this Matsuyama, he ended up winning with just a 10 under. And I say just, but on that particular course, that's a pretty good little feat. So congratulations to them. And I don't know if the Japanese were just freaking out because it's the first time anybody from Japan has won the Masters. And so they were super excited and understandably so. And now he gets to go back with that good-looking green blazer jacket, which he'll probably never wear again. I wouldn't. Yep. I would just hang it up and put it on display. Hey, Disney, how do they make a real lightsaber? Well, during a virtual presentation about the opening of Disney Parks, an exec showed off a lightsaber, turned it on, and said, yep, it's real. And then the video ended.
Wow. A lot of questions today about whether the lightsaber that was revealed today was real or CGI. Yes, it was, is really real. And, whether I'd share photos or video, not yet. No word where, when, or how this thing is going to be used. But since it was unveiled during a presentation on Disney Parks, it might be something you'll actually get to play with, which would suggest that while they turn on and off like the ones in the movies, they probably really don't cut people in half.
So I guess you can't really go out and chop firewood with it yet?
No.
Hey, how about this one here? You like classic rock and roll too? I think we all kind of, it's, you know, even though we love our country music format, you know, we still like to gather in a little bit of classic rock and roll, and we grew up with some of this stuff. Loudwire.com has a list of the 15 classic rock songs that you could immediately recognize just by the first few opening notes. Listen to some of these, and then we'll kind of test you just over the radio, in a sense, you know, obviously our little test, and see how many you got. There you go. Let's do this top 15 and we'll give you the list, okay? Starting at 15, you heard Barracuda by Heart.
Hotel California by the Eagles.
Don't Fear the Reaper, Blue Oyster Cult.
Rihanna and Fleetwood Mac.
And, you know, as you're like, oh yeah. Money by Pink Floyd.
Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
And you've got Dream On, Aerosmith.
Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple.
School's Out, Alice Cooper.
Behind Blue Eyes, The Who.
And here are your top five. Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin.
Aqualung, Jethro Tull.
Layla by Derek and the Dominoes.
Mississippi Queen by Mountain.
And then Paranoid by Black Sabbath.
I did not know Mississippi Queen until we got Guitar Hero. I'm like, I've never heard the song before.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
But I know it because of Guitar Hero.
Yeah. I spent a little time in classic rock and roll in radio for a while, so it's...
Do you have a favorite classic rock song? Just one of them?
Man, just one of them? Probably... Ooh, that's a tough one, man. I have... that's a tough one. I would probably say Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, okay.
I think that's right up there at the top of the list. I you know, you can't go wrong with that. There's so many of them, though.
Mine might be Black Dog, Led Zeppelin.
All right. Yeah.
Dave, I'm Lee West.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Thanks.
Dave know that in golf, a hook is called a draw.
Oh, yeah,
a draw. A slice is called a fade.
It is.
And if it's really going to the right, it's a power fade. And if it goes to the right, it's a shank.
You're absolutely right. I just referred to them as a hook and a slice. But they're absolutely right. It is. And it's really cool how they can do that on demand. Like, they can just pick up that sucker and then pull the club face across the ball like that and do what they need to do.
Hey.
When I do it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I meant to do that.
Kane Brown coming to the Viv.
Yep.
October 9th. And we've got free tickets all week long at 9. Which it's 9:04. We're a little bit late. At 9, at noon, and 3. We're playing ticket tag. Obviously, nobody has won yet, so that's null and void for our round. But coming up at the noon hour, you'll need to know the name of our winner to win from Jim.
Right.
So call us.
Call us now. 801-570-5767. KB, October 9th at the Viv. Wait, did I say that right?
Yeah. Tickets go on sale this Thursday with a pre-sale password of Worship You as one word at KaneBrownMusic.com. They go on sale to the general public Friday morning at 10.
And he purposely did it at the Vivint Smart Home Arena because that is his tour. He's actually doing all 25 or 29, something like that, somewhere in there.
Basketball arenas.
They're all in basketball arenas. He loves basketball, and he wanted to do that because he's actually going to try to play someone in basketball from every professional team when he comes into town.
Oh, how fun.
And that's kind of his goal, which is super cool. Anyway, KB tickets right now up for grabs. Lee's back at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Thanks for hanging. About that, who is this?
This is Kim.
You nailed it, Kim. You are going to see Kane Brown.
Awesome.
Yep.
October 9th at the Viv. Presale happens Thursday from 10 to 10 at KaneBrownMusic.com. With the password Worship You. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. But you're going to go see Kane Brown with special guests Jordan Davis and Restless Road free on the Z.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
How cool is that,
man?
That
is so awesome. I think Mondays are my new favorite day.
Oh, my gosh. It's one of his. He's one of my faves.
Now, Kim, we need to know your last name so people can win at noon.
Boatwright.
Kim Boatwright.
Kim Boatwright.
Yep.
Thanks so much. Who gives away the most tickets on the planet?
Only the Z.
Love ya.
Love ya.
All right, it's ticket tag. If you don't know how that works, you take the previous winner, and when you're caller Z, the next time around, you give the previous winner's name, and you win the tickets. That's how we play Z104 ticket tag all week long at 9, noon, and 3 for free Kane Brown concert tickets. They'll be here October 9th. He'll be here October 9th with Jordan Davis and his new band, that he booked on his new label, Restless Road.
Which is correct. They will be here. And that's a fun way to win them before you can buy them.
Yep.
Because we've got that pre-sale that happens. Now, when you do the keyword in the pre-sale, it's Worship You as one word.
And it's at KaneBrownMusic.com is where you go to buy the tickets.
All right. Tons of fun, tons of concerts, tons of stuff kicking into gear here again, and let's all keep our fingers crossed and hope that we can all behave. and maybe pull out of this sucker. All right, Levi's. What's the best invention in Levi's? The stretchy?
Yes.
Has that not been the best thing ever?
Yes.
When you get that stretchy Levi stuff. Are you digging through your closet and you find your JNCO jeans?
Do you remember those?
or you feller skater, you know, jeans or skater boy jeans. They're all cool again now.
The CEO of Levi's just did an interview last week where he said all sales signs point to this being the beginning of a, quote, new denim cycle. Skinny jeans are out after dominating for about a decade. Looser, wider legs are in for both men and women. I did see a lot of those at Lagoon.
Did you?
Yeah. The other day, especially on the girls, mostly on the girls. They have the mom jeans.
Yeah.
With the ripped front, but the leg is wide.
And a lot of scarecrow, and I call them scarecrow
style. Maybe that's
style.
What they are. Maybe that's what.
Well, I don't know. That's just my name for them. I don't know how else to describe them, but they're sort of ripped and jaggedy on the bottom, but yet they're cropped up to halfway on their shin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He said the pandemic really pushed the trend over the edge because now people are, quote, looking for more comfortable, more relaxing denim.
Yeah. Skinny jeans, man, you lose your blood circulation.
Tell me about it. I've got a pair on right now.
So, somebody said they don't think that they're ever going to go away, the skinny jeans they're talking about, completely. But clearly right now, we're seeing a very strong demand for these looser fit jeans.
There you go.
I like to call them on the men's side of things, the athletic cut. Because the athletic fit for a guy, it just means that they're looser in your butt and your thighs and stuff.
They're husky.
They're athletic fit.
Oh, Deb. Athletic fit. Okay. Yeah, sorry about fit. That. Oh, yeah.
They used to be called husky.
Oh, yeah.
This is athletic fit. Okay. It makes us all feel much better.
Okay, Dave.
When it's athletic fit. Okay.
All right.
Which to me right there is like, well, if I were the athlete with big butt cheeks, you know, big buttocks and legs, that's what it would be. If it were due to the fact that I did, that I'm squatting 400 pounds or something like that, then I could blame it on that, but it's not. So I just call them athletic fit for those of us who have man bods and you want to make yourself feel good about yourself. The athletic fit. On the way still here, we got Battle of the Sexes towards the bottom of the hour. So still some fun to be had on the Z. We appreciate you taking us along here. How will you be remembered? It's kind of a big deal to some people. I mean, it is. I think it's something, maybe not a big deal, but something that I think we all ask ourselves as we go through life. It's kind of like, how will I be remembered? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's that a-hole that is on the radio. And, you know, I mean, it's like,
they're not going to think
that. At least I'm remembered by something, right? So if you are maybe driving down the road in a piece of junk car while commuting to your dead-end job instead of lounging on a yacht somewhere, here are some of the top reasons that maybe led you to that part.
Okay.
Your idea of sound investment was spending your last stimmy on an NFT of the new Kajagoogoo song.
So, now that's some kind of a digital ownership thing, right?
That's the way I understand
the NFT.
You still insist on conducting all business via fax.
Okay.
These are just some of the reasons you might want to stop and take a look. The skills, we're not trying to sound judgy or anything. The skills section of your resume only says laser tag. You don't have an MBA or a GED for that matter. Some of the top reasons that maybe you're in a piece of junk car or something like that and you're at a dead end job. You're addicted to ramen and you kind of like it that way, which some people absolutely love. And if that's
I love ramen.
I love ramen too. And the final reason that you're listening to us in your broken down, beat up car or whatever, and your job's not going in, well, duh, you took a job in radio. That's why. So you're one of us, and we are one of them. What is, and I know exactly what you're going to say to this next question.
Okay.
What's the most inappropriate thing you've seen go down at work? Now, are you going to say it, or are you going to allude to
you're
it?
You talking
or
about the Christmas gift here? Oh, I know.
Or
I
either,
know. I've seen actual.
Stuff going on.
Stuff going on. Upstairs.
Right. Now, and
office, far end of the hall on the right-hand side.
Now, the closest that you and I have ever come to moving furniture is when we literally tried to move a sofa sleeper up the stairs.
Right.
And it didn't work.
Try as we might, we did not succeed.
It did not fit.
It did not fit.
Through in the hole.
Yes.
In the doorway.
Right.
I honestly, I'm trying to think, man. I'm trying to think as...
For here?
Anywhere. At any of my jobs that I've held over the years, I'm trying to think of the most inappropriate thing that I've seen go down at work. Here's one. When I worked at a hotel, one of the housekeepers was known to hook up with guests from time to time. The head housekeeper caught her in the act once when she was trying to inspect rooms. Wow.
Mm.
Could I get a late checkout in room 217? I won't be able to check out until 1 o'clock.
Somebody says, I was working second shift security in a pharma company, and a line worker came out of the boss's office all disheveled. The boss had gone home already. So I kept watching, and two dudes came out of the office a few minutes later. One was still pulling his pants back on.
Oh, wow.
They were extremely surprised that the door to her office was on camera. Turns out one of the dudes had stolen a master key from a janitor's cart and had been using the manager's office
as a moving furniture pad. Wow. Here's another one. Saw my boss and a coworker making out. They were both married at the time. Each came into my office later that day and had a sit down with me on why these types of things happen. I was 26 years old at the time.
Watched a dude do donuts on a forklift and get fired within about 30 seconds as the supervisor was standing there watching it happen.
Man, if you can do donuts on a forklift, don't you think that's a little bit of a skill,
though?
That's
kind of a, you'd be like, you know, I really should fire, but that's pretty good driving.
That's pretty good driving.
We're going to keep you.
That's right, man.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got a pallet full of stuff on the front of it, right? Let's see here. If you got something, let us know. Call us, text us safely, 801-570-5767. This one came in here, had a fire drill at work one night. Attendance was taken, and two people missing. So a couple of bosses went back in looking for him, found him in a storage room moving furniture. Boss told him, finish up, have a good time, go home, and then don't bother coming back.
First day at a job.
I hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah. First day at a job, out of nowhere, an employee yelled across the office at the boss, we all know you're cheating on your wife with the secretary. The boss freaked out and started yelling at all of us that his personal life is none of our business. The secretary was crying, and they both left.
Wow.
I was supposed to be training with the boss that day, but because he was gone, we all just went down the street and had Mexican food and drank all day. Pretty cool gig, even if it was very short-lived.
Wow. What's the most inappropriate thing that you've actually seen go down at work? Call, text, and let us know. And if you want to be kept anonymous or your work want to be kept anonymous, that's fine. Just let us know on the text and stuff so we don't say any names or businesses out there on that. And we'll get to some more of your comments coming up here right after this. It's Chris Young on the Z. What's the most inappropriate thing that you've actually seen gone down at work? Hi, who's this? Or do you want to say?
Hey, yeah, this is Bryce Pryor.
Oh, okay. You're not afraid.
What
you got?
Oh, well, years ago, I shared this with you guys. When I was up in Wyoming at a tire shop, broke down off I-80, there was four or five of us waiting to get our tires changed or our cars worked on.
Yeah.
A cute gal came in, talked to the manager, whispered something in her ear. They went upstairs in the supply room. They came back down, and her car got bumped up and was out of there a half hour later.
Was it Big Deb?
No, it was not.
She worked her magic, and her car got bumped in. She was in and out, got serviced, and so did her car.
Yeah, in more ways than one,
Big
by the
Deb
way.
Big Deb does not know how to work that kind of magic.
Yeah. But, I was a little jealous that she had so much to offer. I had to wait in line.
Yeah, you didn't quite have...
Yeah, take a number, Bryce.
What it takes there, buddy. Just not not the quite the right sex there. So gender.
No, other than that, the place I work at, it's pretty good. They got pretty good running policy. So
well, that's crazy. Deb, you ought to try that maybe.
I'll just wait for my tires.
Yeah,
Dave.
Why don't you just go up?
It's all right.
If the drive-through is kind of long in McDonald's, just go on into the lobby, whisper a little something something, and your food will be ready.
You
in
honestly
a second.
Think that would work?
No,
but, no, it wouldn't.
Probably not.
Thanks, Bryce. Love ya.
You.
Love
you, bye. You too.
Me and my buddy would take turns watching the warehouse door when we would clean it, so we would take turns taking naps on top of the stacks of onions. We got away with it every time.
Wow.
Hey, watch the door while I take a nap.
Yeah.
I like that.
Maybe it felt like a good old, like a massage or something on those onions.
It was an honest mistake. Let's see. We had an employee dress up as Santa for Christmas one year. He went to the young girls in our office and said, "You all been naughty. Now come sit on Santa's lap." He knew about 2 seconds later what he'd said, and everybody heard him. It was an honest mistake, but our boss seriously told him he couldn't dress up as Santa anymore.
Yeah. And now that would be actually something that I could see myself doing as a joke, but then I...
Oh, 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 oh,
come here, little pretty thing. And then having Don call me in the office. Hey, what's your name?
This is Logan.
All right, Logan, tell us yours.
So, just after high school, I worked at a printing press, and there was two guys that were always yelling at each other because one always had a giant plumber's crack, and the other one was lazy. And so one day, the guy that was supposedly lazy walked around for about 2 hours with his pants around his knees, showing his butt crack and his wing to everybody.
Wow.
Thanks for cleaning that up.
I try to be as clean as
well,
I
sure.
Can.
Yeah,
I
it was
appreciate
nice,
that.
Yeah, nice family
yeah, that
friendly.
Was nice
so,
of
yeah,
you.
It was. And then what happened?
And then this was before phones had lock screens on them. So then he took the guy's phone and took pictures of his wang and posted them as his home screen.
Yes. Okay.
All I know about wang is it used to be the word processing system we used to use.
It is wang. Yeah, that's so, that's what he's talking about.
So that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, he's totally
that's
talking
exactly
about that.
What I'm talking
okay,
about.
Good.
Yeah. And wow. So and then did he get fired?
So this was during a late night job. So all the managers were home. And so then somebody else finally yelled at him to pull his pants up, and he went back to work, and that was the day.
Wow.
All right. Now, maybe this must have been before.
Jenny, I got to go back in. I just got a text of somebody's weighing, and I got to go fire him.
Deb, you don't have to keep repeating it either. You know, we could blame it on the listener when it gets said, but it's like you don't have to. You could say something else, like junklery or something.
Because that's better.
Well, I mean, you know. Something. Anyway, all right.
Thanks, dude.
My gosh, that must have been before cameras and stuff, too, you know, because it seems like you can't get away with anything, which is probably good. It keeps us kind of in check a little.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm a home care nurse. I went to see a patient at an assisted living facility. When I knocked on her door, she answered looking very disheveled and frazzled, saying, "I no longer need home care. I'm getting plenty of exercise now." She'd been hooking up with one of the other men in the facility. She was 97.
Oh
my God.
Look, do you want to discourage that? I mean, here they're this their last few years of their life.
Yeah, right?
You know, pull the curtain. Let them.
Whatever works.
Whatever.
Back in 91, I was a ride operator on Pirates of the Caribbean. People either just didn't care or there were cameras or they didn't know. Late at night, we used to see people going at it regularly. Sometimes we would even make comments or give tips over the speaker.
You mean wow. in the boat?
Yeah, in the boat. They were rocking the boat, Dave.
Whoa. It is kind of dark in there.
Yeah, it is.
But you've also got that restaurant, too, where they look at you.
Oh, yeah, the Blue Bayou or whatever
it
is.
Something like that. It's
I work at a rental company. About 7 years ago, we had two employees race a Camaro around the old office at the old airport while the supervisor was at the ready line. They filmed it and shared it on Facebook, and our head boss saw the video. Needless to say, both fired for it.
Yeah.
This is Jay. I think the weirdest thing I've ever seen at work was I watched What About Her Concrete Truck Drivers buying and selling drugs in the parking lot.
Oh, wow.
I worked with someone who had a second job as a home care nurse. He used to steal opioids from the old people he would care for. He got fired from our job that we shared together for drug use. When I was a teen, I got pulled over for bad inspection. I was told by the officer to go to a certain muffler place in West Jordan to get it fixed. While I was in there waiting, I could see through the two-way mirror a joint being passed around. They laughed at my car with all of its problems, but passed it anyway.
The doobie touch. It's what you call the doobie touch at Midas. Who is this?
I'd rather not say.
Okay.
All right.
So this is me that was doing all the inappropriate stuff. I used to work at this place downtown, and I worked in the mailroom, and everybody would get, like, pornographic magazines. And we had a stack of them, and we'd just look at pornographic magazines and then smoke pot. And
oh, my gosh.
All day. And then one day I got caught smoking pot at one of the, I guess, one of the other businesses that we did business with. And they caught me, and I was like, I was just smoking cigarettes. And needless to say, I got fired. And so I stole some booze from them and left.
Well, look at you. So you're just fessing up to it, man. You're just like, all right.
You're a fine, upstanding citizen now, though, right?
Oh, yeah. That was years ago.
Absolutely. Yes.
Learn from your mistakes. I'll bet you haven't smoked a joint since Friday.
Friday of, like, 2000, maybe?
Right. All right, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Love you. Bye. Morning the Z. What's your name? Do you want to say your name?
What's up, guys?
Hey, it's Remington. We'll just say it for you.
Yeah, there you go.
You're not anonymous anymore.
What you got?
Nope. All right. Well, so I used to work for a landscaping company, and I got forewarned about a certain individual who had been like a longtime customer that she was a lonely widow.
Oh, she was a lonely widow woman.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And so so she had a swimming pool and all sorts of stuff, and the guy said, if she offers you, it's vodka. If she offers you to get in the swimming pool, even though you guys don't have swimming shorts, she'll tell you to get in naked. Don't do it. And then there was one other thing, and he says, there's one other thing I'm not going to tell you. You guys will just have to find out for yourselves. So sure enough, we're cleaning up the lady's yard. She comes out. She offers us a glass of water. And one guy didn't hear the conversation. He took the water, smelled it, and it was vodka. And then she obviously offered us to get in the pool and said, you guys can be in your skivvies or you can just take everything off and get in. Nobody got in the pool. Not 20 minutes later, she comes out in a giant moo-moo. And,
Dave, it wasn't me.
I swear, this is Dave's house.
Not me.
Right to a T.
And one of our guys happened to be right next to one of those lounging chairs by the poolside, and she comes and puts her leg on it and says, you know, hey, so how's your guys' day going? It is kind of hot if you want to swim. And he happened to glance up, and let's just say it was free-flowing wind. He had some good breeze going on.
Is she a sturdy person? Was she old? Was she what?
Oh, she was old. She was probably in her mid to late 80s.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, when you say moo-moo, all you have to do is say moo-moo. And
you hot little pool boys.
Yep, that was us.
She wanted her pots planted. Yeah. So you never fell for it, though?
No, he warned me, and I was like, I'll make sure I stay on the other end of the yard. Everybody else can deal with her.
Yeah. He had it down to a science, it sounds like. Like, he knew exactly what order was.
Here's what's going to happen. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So he had said that the whole water vodka situation was before they all found out that she was trying to give vodka, was that they were there working, and he had forgot his water jug for the day. And she came out and offered them a water. And he, you know, super thirsty, he grabbed it and just chugged it.
By the time
he started chugging it, he realized that it was vodka, so.
Wow.
Well, we'll get the landscapers a little tipsy, get them naked in the pool, and and then that moo-moo is really going to turn them on. All right, thanks, man.
All right, guys,
love you, bye. It's crazy stuff, man, when you hear this. We'll try to throw in a few more little leftovers coming up here in just a second. But right now, we're going to clear the phone lines just for a sec and jump into our contest.
Now, the game that pits man against woman. It's Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. 570-5767. 570-5767.
All right, Dave, what do we have? What are we giving away?
Another pair of tickets to the ZIP Suite Friday at the hockey game.
All right, Friday hockey ZIP Suite. We will email these to you. They're playing the Kansas City Mavericks, and it should be a lot of fun.
Yep. They're on a little homestand this week. They have one on Wednesday, and then again on Friday and Saturday as well for the Grizz. And they're doing pretty good, too. Who is this? Are you there?
Hello?
Yep. Yeah. Can you hear me?
What's your name?
Major.
Major. We'll find you a girl. Hold on a second.
See if we can't find you a minor. Hold on a second here. I know. Right? Probably never heard of that before. Is this a lady?
No.
All right. Try again. Morning on the Z. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, we're looking for a girl.
Oh.
Thanks, dude. Morning on the Z. Are you a girl? Hello? Are you a girl?
Oh, definitely not.
Oh, dang, it's all men this morning.
Well, we're talking about pool.
I mean, pool boys
yeah, and stuff like exactly. that. So what do you think, right? All right. Are you a lady?
Yes.
What's your name?
Michelle.
Oh, okay. I thought you were pulling a fast one on us for a second. Michelle? Michelle and Major. Major, we're gentlemen, and we're going to let the ladies go first.
Michelle?
That's fine.
This is your question. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello had their G-Wagon stolen by a burglar last week. What brand of car is that? Hummer, Mercedes-Benz, or Audi? A G-Wagon.
That's what I call my Titan.
A G-Wagon.
For Gunderson.
Grocery getter.
What were those three options again?
Hummer, Mercedes-Benz, or Audi?
I'm going to say Hummer.
It's Mercedes-Benz G-Class SUV. I didn't know
that. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
All right, Major, here's your question. April's gemstone is the diamond. Which of these is not one of the four C's used to evaluate a diamond? Complexity, clarity, or cut?
Complexity.
Yes.
All right, that was way too easy. Michelle, happy birthday to David Letterman. He is part owner of a team in what sport? Arena football, JLI, or IndyCar racing?
Car racing.
Car racing, you're right.
I think he's 74 today.
Is he?
If I remember learning that. Crazy, right? And he still looks like Santa Claus.
Now, who wouldn't know this next one?
Well, now, come on.
Freak.
You know how many times y'all have gotten an easy question?
And yeah, I just, but this
and
is
I'm
like...
Well, okay, congratulations. Major, here's your question, in a pinch.
All right.
Which of these could you use to make a grilled cheese sandwich? Steamer, hair dryer, or iron?
Iron.
Yeah, an iron. See?
All right.
That's tough, you know.
We're tied at one, right?
No, I'm two.
Oh, yeah, you're two. Yeah, you got complexity right. Okay. Michelle, you got to get this one.
She likes cheating. So.
Which of these yard tools has anvil and bypass types? Shovel, lopping shears, or pole saw?
Wow, you're just giving me the difficult ones, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
This is so easy.
What were the choices again?
Shovel, lopping shears, or pole saw?
I'm going to say shovel.
Lopping shears.
Well.
Anvil and bypass types.
Gosh dang, Michelle, you didn't pull it off. You lost.
So, thanks, Dave.
Major, let's just give you a question for the fun of it, okay?
Sounds good.
Before Beyonce and Jay-Z had Rumi and Sir, Blue Ivy Carter was an only child. How old was she when they were born? 2, 5, or 8?
8.
5 on that one. So you did get one wrong, but you still pulled out the win.
Major, you're the winner. You're going to hockey Friday night in our suite, all right?
Awesome.
You guys ever seen anything inappropriate at work? You want to share?
Yeah, I used to be a construction manager, and I caught one of my guys smoking meth in the bathroom, porta potty.
Really?
Yeah.
So immediately got fired then?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He was done.
Wow. That's crazy. What about you, Michelle?
No, I actually haven't. So
I mean, that's pretty good. I'm not saying that everybody
has
to see something inappropriate, but that is.
Somebody says my wife had a coworker ask how relaxed they were on the zero tolerance drug policy.
Is that not a sign? Here's your sign.
Hey, how relaxed are they on the drug policy here?
Exactly.
Just asking for a friend.
Yeah, right. Exactly what could I get away with?
Right.
What's my threshold?
Yeah.
We'll get into a few more leftovers coming up here after the break. All right, we're back, and you're still here, which is a good sign because we're really happy about that. Jimmer is coming up next, and that's when the real listenership kicks in, right? We always think that Jim is the one that saves the radio station when really we know it's Big Al.
And right, we appreciate absolutely. So, go, Big Al.
Yeah, Jimmer's got the mystery sound. No, we love all of our coworkers, especially now when we don't get to see them. $384 in the mystery sound, and it's coming up here in less than an hour from now. So we're pushing close to $400. That's a pretty good little paycheck. If you can figure out that mystery sound, let me give you a hint. Don't tell anybody. But you just go to our website at z104country.com. The mystery sound is there. You listen to it over and over again. And then you can take a look at all of the previous guesses and the all of the clues that are available. And then you're like, I think I know what it is.
I know what it is.
So get through and be that caller, and you're going to walk away with cash.
Also, don't forget, we're doing free Kane Brown tickets with Kane Brown Ticket Tag all week long in the 9 a.m., noon, and 3 p.m. hours. You have to know the name of the previous winner and be caller Z, and you'll win a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown with special guest Jordan Davis and Restless Road October 9th at the Viv.
So the 9 o'clock tickets that we gave away here, we announced the winner of that person, and so that would be the name of the person. And you're probably going, well, Dave, why don't you just go ahead and tell us? Nope. Not going to. It's the same thing here. We're also holding pretty firm on our Instant Cash Song of the Day. And at 7 o'clock every morning, we announce the Instant Cash Song of the Day. And when you hear that song being played in the 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours, you're also going to be able to get through as caller Z and win some cash. We're giving away $1,000 a day, guaranteed. And you can win as many times as you can possibly get through and win. And which, by the way, our winner this morning was a multiple winner.
My gosh, we have a lot going on here. Yeah. It's all good.
It is. And we appreciate you hanging around and putting up with us. And we'll do it all again tomorrow morning at 6.
But tune in anyway.
It's over. The show is over.
We're not out of time.
Wow, that was quick.
Exactly. That was the whole show.
See you soon.
Okay, bye. Bye. Okay.